Why do we eat matzah at the Seder? So the Agada gives us the reason. Al shum shele hispik mitzekem lahachmetz. Klal Yisrael had to rush out of Mitzrayim so fast that they didn't even have time to wait for their bread to rise. But the question is, why were they so unprepared? Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael a full year before that they would be redeemed. They had plenty of time to bake and to pack and to plan and to prepare. So how did this become a last-minute scramble? So let's imagine the mindset of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Moshe approached them and he told them they would be liberated from Mitzrayim. They witnessed the first plague, Makas Dam. All of the water in Mitzrayim turns into blood. And they're thinking, this is it. Our time for freedom has finally arrived. A country can't function like this. The whole economy will collapse. People will die. This is even worse than tariffs. Pari has to release us. So they went ahead and they packed their bags, filled their canteens, but nothing happened. They're still stuck in Mitzrayim. A few weeks later, frogs are overrunning the country. Now for sure he will let us go. Again, nothing. False hope. Kinim, Arav, Dever, nothing. Every time a flicker of hope, and then disappointment. They said, we've been here for 210 years. We're not going anywhere. So they unpacked their suitcases, put the food back into their cabinets. They canceled the U-Haul. 9 makas, 9 opportunities for hope, and nothing. Still avadim. Still crushed under the burden of labor. Then came makas b'chayris, and in the blink of an eye, everything changed. Suddenly, Moshe is telling them, go, right now. And this is what the Baal Haggadah is teaching us. Why were they so unprepared? Because the Yeshua came so fast, so unexpectedly, they didn't even have time to let their dough rise. Shlehispik betzekem lahachmetz, at shenigla aleim melech malchem lachem. Hashem appeared to them in an instant to rescue them. For 12 months they were packing and planning and waiting, and every time they thought this is it, Hashem said, not yet. V'chazek Hashem eslev pare. And then exactly at the right moment, when the clock struck midnight, Moshe said, now, don't wait another second. We're leaving right now. Because when the time is right, nothing can stop our Yeshua. So we eat matzah on Pesach to teach us the idea of Yeshua's Hashem keherafayin. Hashem's miracles can happen in the blink of an eye. A story is told about a teenager that lives in Brooklyn. He wasn't religious. One night he went out partying with his friends. When he returned home, he realized that his very expensive watch was missing. He rushes back to the club, but he couldn't find it. He calls his friends, and they all said they didn't see it. He was very upset. This was his most prized possession. Fast forward about 10 years, he made Aliyah, he's from now, and he even got a job as a Rebbe in Yeshiva. A few weeks go by, and his school has fallen hard times. They can't pay the Rebbe. And this young man has a family, and he has absolutely no money. It's Erev Shabbos, and he literally does not have one shekel in his pocket. He remembered, he even invited a few boys from his class to eat the Shabbos meals at his home. It's getting late in the afternoon, and the stores are about to close, and he has nothing to put on the Shabbos table. So he decided to head to the store. He utters a silent prayer, Hashem, please help me in some way, so that I can fulfill the mitzvah of honoring the Shabbos. He's in the supermarket, he's walking up and down the aisles, and he's filling his wagon, and he's thinking to himself, what are you doing? Why are you even taking things off the shelf? How are you planning to pay for this? Then all of a sudden, he feels a tap on his shoulder. He turns around, it's his old friend Daniel from Brooklyn, and he's almost unrecognizable with his beard and payas. He also became religious. Daniel tells him, for the last 5 years I've been looking for you. I have a confession to make. Remember 10 years ago, you lost your watch? I stole it. I don't have it anymore. But I want to pay you for it. I don't have the full amount on me, but here's $1,000. I'll give you the rest after Shabbos. And now, he had enough money for Shabbos and for the next few weeks as well. Yeshua Hashem keherafayin. Pesach teaches us this profound lesson. Even if we have already experienced what seems like 9 makas, we can never lose hope. The Yeshua of Hashem can happen at any moment of the year, but even more so on Pesach. Pesach is mesugel for Yeshua's. This night has magical powers. On Pesach, we can pass over all of our troubles, all of our worries, all of our anxieties. The Sfarim say, the acronym of the word mazel is Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. Even your mazel can change for the better on the night of Pesach. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.